All right, here we are on the Patriots podcast, the end week six review of the Patriots-Jets game. A little closer than we all expected. 24-17 victory, really narrowly.
Yeah, were you guys as nervous as we were?
On the Patriots.
Yeah, that was pretty brutal, huh?
Three-game win streak, Jets. Nobody thought they had anything in them. And once again, here we are, nail-biting to the end.
Oh, my goodness. Will these fourth quarters get any better?
They have to. They can't get any worse.
It's as bad as you can imagine. We were one unbelievably overturned call. Like, how does that happen? That was the difference in the game. 24-17, they overturn a touch, bring it to a touchback, which never happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a scoring play. Oh, all scoring plays are reviewed, and then, whoops,
yep.
You just lost 7 points. And then, yeah, somehow, Pats get the ball, do absolutely nothing, give it back. Jets score right after that. And even at that point, we get the ball back again, up 7, still can't put it.
Yeah.
We're playing just fine. I mean, second and third quarter, the offense playing fine.
Yeah, they were good.
And then they just fell apart in fourth and obviously did nothing first quarter.
Yeah, one of Brady's worst games. I mean, you got to expect the guy to be come down to earth at some point, 4 or 5 touchdowns in game. Bad officiating all around from that call, which was called correctly based on the rule, but it's just...
Yeah, like, you don't make that call.
Come on.
Yeah.
At least give them the ball back. Like, you know, the touchback was like, oh, I knew as soon as they were like, yeah, it's, then they're looking like, yep. Like, they might call this, give the ball to the Patriots. It's ridiculous.
First of all, step off. You shouldn't be making that change. And second of all, was it Patty Chung that punched it out? Was it Malcolm Butler?
Butler.
It's Butler. Malcolm fucking Butler. He's the man. He's got a right haymaker.
All over the football. All over the...
Plus, he made an interception right after.
Yeah. Was it right after? Yeah, it was.
It might have been possessions later.
Yeah. But just a really up and down game. I mean, we start the game. It's the Jets. Everyone thinks to roll over them. This is a team that everyone thought was going to go 0-6. Everyone thought we were going to go, or the Patriots were going to go 6, leading into this. And somehow we both end up 3-2. So that shows all the media knows. It was fucking dick.
I know. And it was neck and neck.
Yeah. So
the entire thing, essentially.
Well, less than that. I mean, the Jets went up 14-0.
Yeah. Opening drive, 13 plays, 88 yards, touchdown.
Made us look like a bunch of schlops out there.
And then Gillislee coughs one up, and then they turn. Yeah, we actually started a drive on that.
Yep.
On that possession, and then he coughs one up. They turn it right around, score a touchdown, 14-0 in the first half. Wait, what? What's happening?
Ugly. So you knew that they were gonna come. I mean, it was still so early in the game. Well, they're not gonna get blown out. This is gonna be. They're gonna come back. So Patriots do what they do. Defense started playing, which is nice.
Yeah.
Offense got going a little bit. We got some Deion Lewis action. Kicked ass the whole game.
Deion Lewis, man. In the game.
Yeah. Kicked ass.
This is what happens when you actually involve a game plan.
Yeah. It was great. Tied up 14-0 or 14. You know, score 14 unanswered points against them. It's tied going into the half with the ball back. Beautiful. We score.
Touchdown, opening drive.
Yep. Everything looks good. And then fizzle.
Well, they throw an interception. We get a field goal. Then they fumble. And it's like, oh, we're doing. I mean, on both of those possessions that they have, they were over 10 driving. Mm. So it's not like the D's playing that way. They just were able to get turnover takeaways at the very end of those drives. But then the offense just completely stalled. And, you know, we're essentially just doing nothing in the fourth quarter offensive. And that, I mean, they throw a counter reception, and then you get the fumble off of Safarian Jenkins, who, by the way, I love in our podcast last week, you were like, Safarian Jenkins has one touchdown a year. He's not a red zone target.
Yeah.
Guy almost goes for 2 touchdowns in this game.
I'm just jinxing everybody this year.
Yeah, for real.
I really am. No matter if I say anyone's bad, they have, like, game of their life.
Yeah, but we couldn't stop him for a lick. I mean, all the way down to the end, the fourth. What was it? Did McCourty actually intercept that at the end of the game? They didn't give it to him?
Yeah, no, they gave it to him.
But, I mean, it was way too close for him. There's no excuse for... I mean, we were missing Gilmore and Eric Rowe. Not that playing that well, but Jonathan Batamos was out there a cornerback for almost the entire game, and he hasn't done any defensive holes.
None. I mean, that was a complete lie about that.
Yeah, and they were going after him, too.
Yeah.
It's not like they were giving a free pass.
So, you kind of expected a little bit of that.
Why wasn't Jonathan Jones?
He was slot.
I would have thought he would play over Batamosi.
I guess thought so too, but I guess.
That dude hits, by the way. You could tell he's a special teamer.
Yeah.
Batamosi tackled.
But I mean, overall, you know, you look at their stats, they went off. You know, we shut down the running game, but they passed.
They were missing Bilal Powell.
Pretty handed. 31-47 to Josh McCown, 304 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Nice. This is the 6th game in a row. We've let up 300 yards of passing. 3 games.
Yep. About right.
Now, this game, we were missing 2 cornerbacks.
It's the Jets.
The Jets. I mean, Josh McCown is a 38-year-old who nobody thought could play quarterback. And here he is.
This is a guy that thought about taking coaching. Should I coach or should I play for the Jets? Are these equal type of opportunity.
I mean, you look at their receivers. Javon Kurtz, he had 4 for 70. This guy Anderson Jermaine had 4 Kurtz. Receptor man. This guy Anderson had Roy Anderson.
Robbie Anderson.
4 for 67, or 76. Jeremy Curley, 1. Matt Forte, 89. Huston Safari Jenkins, 86. Travis Tavares. Dett even got some.
I mean, they were dinking and dunking. They were
doing whatever they wanted. Them.
We were playing.
First drive of the season, of the game, they had a bomb to somebody. Great coverage. The guy made a great catch.
Are you talking about Jeremy Curley's touchdown Malcolm Butler?
Yeah.
Butler, for whatever reason, and credit to whoever announced the game that they called it out, Curley lines up on the right side of the formation, just runs a simple crosser, really that route, and whatever reason, Malcolm Butler playing outside leverage just gets the whole way. And he made a good try, come back the ball, but McCown the ball, perfect spot. Curley went up and got it, and there was no safety behind it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a win. I thought it was terribly efficient. Not to say that, I mean, I think on both, not just favoring the joke.
They did take away a touchdown.
That's terrible.
That kind of overrules anything that the Pats.
But on the touchdown drive, they gave up 15 to us for tack holding and run play, which.
Those aren't 15 yards.
15 yards.
They called them 15. No.
It was huge. I couldn't believe it. I could be wrong, but I was like, what the hell just happened?
Should be 5 yards.
Well, they were big penalty. Pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, how does that happen? They run off tackle to the left and they call Malcolm Brown for a hole in the middle of the field.
It's like those guys can do anything.
Yeah.
Except for put the hands.
You can grab inside the shoulder pad, body slam them for you want. By the way, Malcolm, I thought, played.
So
he got rewarded with a pretty sack, a scramble, a coverage sack. Mm-hmm. But he was all over. I thought he was.
Yeah, he definitely had his best game. See that, you know, Alan Branch was back in there. He didn't have a great game, but he was all right.
At least getting snapped.
Yeah,
you know,
he was getting snapped.
Didn't get
Hightower was all, you know, Van Noy got.
Yeah, Van Noy played.
Final. So I'm promising. I mean, you look at the offense, what happened. He rushed okay and great. Deion looked good. Gillis, you know, average.
We're averaging almost 5 yards a carry. Look at this, 25 for 118.
I don't know why they didn't do it more.
That's damn near 5 yards carry.
I don't know why they didn't. I mean, receiving wise, Cooks had 6 for 9. It seems like whenever he has 80 or 90.
Yeah, you don't think about it because it's like a comeback.
Yeah.
That deep pass that Brady dropped in on his. Oh,
I mean, that's
how nice is that?
That shows wonderful, you know.
I feel like Brandon Cook's stiff.
He dropped pass, easy pass, real early on. Right.
I feel like so jacked up. He doesn't have a lot of lateral flexibility. You know, like the way that Edelman's so much better than walking muscle. He just goes straight, stop, straight. And stop.
Yeah.
He did have a really nice cross cut later on in the game. But yeah, he showed up and Gronk played great, especially in the red.
Yeah, he killed it. Amendola, a little more of a quiet game, but that was fine. 40. James White had 4 for Chris Hogan was
good. He took up.
We're trying to get the ball to him. Just wasn't worth it, fortunately.
Morris Claiborne, that cornerback that. Right.
I don't know how.
How did Dallas let him go? What are you thinking? It's not like they paid him that much money.
They didn't say he was good.
But they re-signed, or wait, maybe they picked a fifth or option? I can't remember.
No, they didn't.
He was bad, but he played one good season. And then they let him walk.
Yeah, they let him go, man.
He didn't get big money. He's got all. Yeah, Hogan got rocked on one of the crosser. Brady just left it up.
Yeah.
It looked like he might have got the wind knocked out of him on that play.
I think he did. I think that's what I'm too. But I mean.
In Gronk's numbers, Gronk caught 6 balls for 83 yards and touched. And that he could have been.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
They called the pass interference a downfield. Incredible play call and X by everybody. Motion James White out of the backfield to left. Middle linebacker goes with, you know, that man coverage. Like a nice little, just throw it up.
Yeah.
They did the same thing later on. Actually, they motioned James White backside and Brady lofted one out on the left. But yeah, Gronk was nearly unstoppable. They tried to throw that fade to the goal line. He took a 2D to sell himself.
Yeah.
He took an extra step.
That's
and then
nice.
Very next play, he runs the out pattern.
Yeah. And then there was another one. I mean, they called passing him once, question call. And then to go back to initiating, there was another one. The guy basically bear hugged him. How do you not? I kept being like, wow, this game's fixed. But then it would go the other way. And then it would go the other way. It would go back and forth. Back. It's like, what the fuck's going on here? But
Belichick was pissed. He was in the ref's face.
Part of the issues, you look, Brady 3-7, but didn't guys were enough?
Well, I mean, his completion percentage was.
Which is dog shit. I mean, a big part, you know. I don't know what they're going to do about Dwayne Allen.
Dwayne Allen, he's a non-factor. I think I just read he had 6 snaps.
They were shoulder tight blocking.
He's bad. I mean, there's really no reason other than the fact that you're paying him a lot of money.
I mean, I just don't know how he's so bad.
I don't get it either. Figure that one out.
Can't catch, can't run.
Can't block.
No longer block. It's like, if this guy comes on, can be that, you know, years ago he had like 500 yards.
His rookie year.
Even 2 years ago he did.
At this point, I would settle Hu Man. Remember Hu Man?
Yeah.
Who would come in and nobody ever expected him to go out for a pass.
Anyone.
Michael Williams, bring that guy back. Well, I know. It was actually per money.
A million more. And it's like, imagine Marty was on this offense. Be like, holy shit.
Much.
Dominate. And it's just, guy is doing nothing. I don't care how we go bad.
He's a non-factor. I mean, you got to start leaning on Hollister. I like that they went to Devlin to see Devlin. He's a wrecking ball. Defenses don't want to.
No.
Linebackers? Dude.
You really don't.
What is he? 2-6. He comes in full head of steam every single time. He doesn't fuck around.
But a positive offense thought was the offensive line, obviously by their 5 yards for average run, no sacks. I mean, Brady did a comfortable game, but on the side of that, he really didn't get touched. He got knocked down a couple times, but.
And you wonder if that completion percentage is a reflection of a change in his process, that he was able to, he wanted to take some completion to take.
True. No, there was definitely a few that.
Yeah, that's a trade-off I will take.
Yeah, but it's also maybe the guy more than solid.
He did look unsettled, Pac, Brady.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was.
Even when he had some time, like he was still like shifting his feet, like he was
like,
doing.
Hey, someone's gonna get him.
It seems like it's always like that again.
I was gonna say Jets have something. He's played him so much, worried that one of them's gonna.
But why the hell can't the team play in the fourth quarter? You've said conditioning before, and maybe that's part of it. I don't know. I wonder, like, are they unhealthy? Is that why they just kind of wear down throughout the game? The Jets had more plays than the Patriots did. Do we need to focus more on the running game? Try to get the other play more offensive in the first quarters? Try to get guys a little fresh? How can you turn this around?
Well, Brady said, he goes, well, you know, luckily we're 4-2. We have any remote close to our. So that's something to be encouraged about. I was like.
Always the optimist.
Yep. It's a good way to look. Because they haven't. Like, yeah. How many points they've per quarter this year? The second half is probably.
Well, how many given up is more. The defense has just been falling apart.
They only let up 3 points. They only let up the second half.
Yeah, but how? They had two takeaways. Two takeaways, and one of them was via the refs. I love what I saw at the, I think it was the final drive when Hightower got his sack. You just saw High out there. He always makes, I know, I have a great list after that happened. And then they still continue drive after that.
Well, there was like, it was like a third and long or fourth. And
third and 17.
Yeah.
Short right to Robbie Anderson, and he just took it.
You know what I think
it
is?
Oh, no, it was fourth and 12. That was.
I meant to forgot until, when we go to zone, we get a blitz.
Everyone.
But there's just guys wide the fuck.
We blow zones all the time. Yeah, that Robbie Anderson one on was incredible.
Nobody even
like 20
close
yards
to him. So,
and that you can't blame it on Gilmore.
No,
Gilmore wasn't out there.
He wasn't even on the team. So he wasn't on the game. So that's the thing. We go to man. We were having problems. They had matching finding out who gets who. It looked Tampa. They kind of figured. Now this game didn't have enough cornerbacks, but zone. They went to zone a lot more than normal, and they were getting. And whenever they went to zone, they're wide the fuck. So
yeah,
it could be. The zone, which I don't like, but it's a lot easier to run.
You have to play both.
I know you do, but whenever we go to zone, we get destroyed.
I don't know why you play zone.
I mean, you know what? Yeah, it's like that's the call. You go, but you can't leave guys wide open. Zone, you have to get your zone. But they were all like, everyone was standing in their zone.
They also rushed three, I think, on that.
I hate when you
at least send four. You're not sacrificing that much coverage. You send four. They did it earlier in the game on a clutch third down. It was like a third or something. They sent three. And then they had like two linebackers spying the corner. And then McCown dodged somebody and picked up the first down. He picked up a 5 yard. He went to right of Van Noy. And I'm just sitting there like, you got two guys staring down the quarterback. Send one of them.
Yeah. What's the other one going to fucking
He's just
do?
Sitting back there. He's fine. Dietrich Wise is getting completely locked down by the left tackle. And yeah, just. I don't know his play call. I feel like Matty step it up.
He does.
More aggressive. Just more aggressive.
Yeah. These four breakdowns keep happening. Big game, you lose. The Panthers lost because they couldn't get you going in the quarter. And it's just, they got talent. It's like, you know, they've got as much talent on the defensive side of the ball as most teams.
Here's my solution. Conservative on offense, aggressive on defense in the fourth quarter. There it is.
Right.
That's about it.
Easy enough. And catch up.
Well, yeah, we haven't. Offense. We really haven't.
No. And the thing that's so funny is, like, see sports of this team. Like, there's...
Like in the second quarter of this
game? Yeah, like where we were just shutting everyone down. You know, even on part of that last drive before that 4th and 17 was 13, whatever the hell it was. I mean, they sacked them. They were getting in face. And it's like, this is what we're supposed to be. Like, for parts of these games, they look great. Like, the last 2 weeks ago when they had the ball with 30 seconds left, like, oh, they're just kneeling. They fire the ball down and kick a field goal. Perfect clock management.
At the end of the first half,
within 30 seconds. And it's like, no other team pulled it off. We know that.
Some of them.
Probably
Packers
not.
Do it with regular.
Maybe they're right. Yeah, not anymore.
Anymore.
But... I mean, they look like the best team on the field half the game, like far away better. And then, like, the rest of the game, they just, it's like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, that's going to be the challenge going ahead is putting together 60 minutes.
But luckily, they're 4-4, and they are
and
leading
top
the division.
AFC East. Thanks to the Bills having a bye week and, you know, us beating the lowly Jets. Elsewhere in the AFC, I mean, some things broke seriously well for us.
Oh, yeah.
Steelers beat the Chiefs. Chiefs are no longer undefeated.
Another 5-1.
So they are a game ahead of us, but they have a tiebreak. And then the Broncos. What the fuck happened in that game with Giants? I'm watching the pregame to that, and I'm telling everybody who's close to me, I go, yeah. Oh, Eli Manning is going to get decapitated. Yeah,
he's going to die.
Yeah, they got no offensive line. Now they have no receiver. They're playing in Denver against one of the best pass rushing teams in the league.
Exact same thing.
And
couldn't have been more wrong.
Non-existent. I mean, they were fine.
Their offensive line was doing good.
Trevor Siemian played like dog shit. He was just throwing it to the defense.
It was amazing. Quite amazing how bad Denver looked.
I mean,
that's
so one-sided.
That's the hands down worst team in the league. Their star, the one of their only good defenders left, walked out of a meeting that's pissed off and got suspended.
Rogers Cromartie for you guys at home.
The wheels were had fallen off the bus, and the thing was skidding to a seal, like scraping stop. And they beat arguably the best team in the league.
With maybe the best home field in the league.
Like, on the road, Eli looked great. I mean,
made
it was
him
like,
look silly.
And they were picking the ball off, yes. But it was just unbelievable. And they couldn't get back. They couldn't come back. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they did diddly poo in that game, to quote Jamora. Yeah, Evan Ingram looked great. That the tight end receiver that they drafted, the Giants got first round at Ole Miss. He looked in that game, got a touchdown.
It was funny, too, before the game. This is all they've got. He's got to be the superstar. And he was. And it's like, didn't the Broncos know that?
Everyone knew it. Yeah, I could have told you that. But I also could have told you that you can't block Von Miller with that offensive line.
And it's not, they won 23-10. It was never close. It wasn't like Denver came back. They were never close. So,
that was a silly game last. The Chargers beat the Raiders. Raiders sitting there 2-4. They lose their quarterback. Now they're down to 2-4.
They weren't doing good to me either.
Yikes. Now they just scooped up Navarro Bowman, who got cut this week by the 49ers.
Good pickup.
That's a great pickup. The Rams beat the Jaguars. Nobody would have thought that was going to be a game against of two winning squads.
I know, and it's funny. The Jags can't put it all together. It's like they win the games they have to. The games supposed to win, they get.
Well, they gave up a block punt touchdown, kick return touchdown.
No way.
So they got beat on.
Damn.
Jared Goff actually looks okay.
Yeah.
And Leonard Fournette is a fucked. How can you be that fast? 45 pounds. It's unfair. The Browns continue to be inept. 0-6. At this point, Deshaun Watson continues to tear it up. Texans put up 30
He's
points on them.
It.
Can you believe that the Lions Saints 90 points?
I know.
90.
It's not that.
You want to go over 90?
Yeah, right.
It's so wild.
Take the over on that, right?
That
Jesus.
Is bunked. We mentioned previously a little bit there, and Rodgers got injured. This is just, it's,
yeah.
I mean, this is his second collarbone. Anybody who followed Tony Romo's career bit knows that these things
linger and they
recur.
They reoccur all the time. He had three by the time he retired.
This is Romo?
Romo. On the same shoulder because he got one, and then he fell, and it broke again, and then it broke again.
Yeah, they never heal perfect.
Well, it's just such a funny bone body. That's not.
Yeah, and it looks like Roger to get surgery. It's on his throwing shoulder this time. 2013, he broke left collar. I don't know, connected.
They're different bones. Still one throwing shoulder.
Yeah.
And falling that again wrong way.
Yeah, he's going to be. Which sucks. He is all-time great.
Yeah, for him.
And he was playing incredible this already.
Oh,
this is one of his best starts to any of his career.
Himself.
And now that gets completely put on hold. Who knows if he'll be, even if he will be, like week 50.
Yeah.
So they're in real tough shape up there. They got beat by the Vikings. The Vikings takes place in that just mayhem up north.
Yeah.
Brett Hundley. He's not in there.
No. They should pick up Kaepernick.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
I don't know why they wouldn't either.
It's not like you're going to start a QB contract. You have
and
fucking
you
Aaron Rodgers.
And you stop the lawsuit, him filing it versus the NFL immediately.
Do you think they're calling him up? Hey, Ted Thompson, can you take a bullet for us? Can you just sign Kaepernick?
Their season's basically over. They should.
That's. I feel like if they have Kaepernick and he looks anything close to what I'm capable of.
They might. Yeah. They could. The division they're in is all over.
Yeah. I don't expect them good or even win the division.
9-7, maybe 6.
They could do that. Yeah, you could sneak it.
Arizona beats Tampa. Arizona trades for Peters. One thing's done. The guy goes .140.
Mm-hmm. Good on him.
Unbelievable. Makes the Saints look a bunch of retards. He had 27 carries for 27? The Saints all year, and he had 28 yesterday.
28 totes. 28. How about that?
And he went for 131 in there. So I was happy to see that because he was like, no, I still got it. I still got it. And it was really,
maybe you do.
The Saints, the Aints.
Just like every other occupation, football player retired. That's
where
the old.
Why not?
Yeah, go out there.
It's nice there.
You could do okay. We'll bring in the Tampa defense. Fine against them.
What else? San Francisco is now 0-6 along with Browns. Washington.
They had a chance to game, came back.
Really? Yeah, yeah. They were getting a lot of games. Everyone was getting blown out, and then everyone tied it up, and then crazy.
Just fizzled.
Philly beat Carolina. Philly is looking legit.
Yeah, what is happening in Carolina?
Their Philly's defense is nasty.
That's what I heard a lot of people going into.
And I didn't get this game, but Rick was watching it. It was their defense shredding the Carolina offense.
That's not a good line.
No. Baltimore loses to Chicago in overtime.
Good.
Which is fantastic. Baltimore sucks.
Baltimore's, but Joe Flacco.
Yeah. And then for the big one, Miami beats
Atlanta goes up 7-0. I literally said to everybody I was sitting with, God damn it, the Dolphins suck.
Yeah.
And then I look up like a couple hours later in the fourth quarter, the Dolphins fuck winning? What?
Yeah.
How are they up 20-17 in Atlanta? Atlanta just completely fell apart in the second half. They give up 20 unanswered. And they were at home. I don't get it. They started this 3-0, and now they're 3-2. Wait. But they lost to the Bills. The Dolphins bodes well, because guess who's facing them next week? Ba-ba-ba-ba.
The Patriots.
An AFC East opponent as well.
Rematch of the Super Bowl, baby.
I know. And they get to leave home, come up here to freeze cold. Not really that cold yet. New England. And
Sunday night.
Pats have not played well at home.
No.
Not yet.
We're way better on the road. We were last year, too. It's kind of weird.
Not happy about it, but it seems Atlanta's coming in on a skid right now.
Yeah.
It's not like they got that bad by the Dolphins, but it's
the matter of they got
beat. That's demoralizing.
Yeah.
To give up 20 in the second half.
Especially after, like, you're getting ready. Maybe they were getting psyched for the Patriots, and they gave up another huge blow, you know, blew another lead.
They just fucked up big time. I mean, it's not like Jay Cutler went off or a couple screen passes I was watching. And it seems like they really ran Jay Ajayi, the Dolphins.
Yeah, 26-30.
I am game.
What? Yeah, us.
Let's do it.
It just worked.
I vote 15 carries for Gillis, 15 for us.
Yeah. Very surprising. Very surprising. And Jay Cutler didn't have a good game. 19 for 33, 150 yards, TDs, and one. Great.
Yeah, and he'd watch any. It was a lot of slant passes. It was nothing too impressive. Nothing Tom Brady. I can't replicate and expand.
Yeah.
The Dolphins offense was kind of limited. I didn't even Devontae Parker at all. Is he? He must be, because he's not even statured here.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're going to be just fine offensively, but I think that's where all the pressure's going to go. I don't know if the defense won.
Yeah.
Atlanta still has all the weapons we talked about last year. I mean, they were the number one offense. One offense last year, right?
Yeah. Ranked number 11th for a point. Fifth in yards.
Just weapon. I mean, Devontae Freeman, a weapon off tackle. He's incredible. Tevin Coleman catches the ball out of the well. Even Devontae Freeman. Austin's coming up big time.
Yep.
That kid out of Julio Jones, uncoverable, even when you cover not.
Yeah, and they were just saying this week. So.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
He's going to get the ball a lot.
Yeah, seriously. We need Gilmore, because he is way too Butler. He's just too. And Gilmore's coming back from concussion. I didn't happen to expect to be out
there. Yeah.
Eric Rowe, I don't think he's going to from that. His hair is great, but he re-aggravates.
Definitely re-aggravates.
I don't think they're going to try to rush back at NFC.
Yeah.
They're going to until the week. So it's really on Stephon Gilmore to be able to come back and give a good fight against one of the top physical specimens in Julio Jones. That dude dominant.
Yeah,
and then opposite him, you got Muhammad, who I think is overrated, but and you also have Taylor in the slot, who is pretty similar to Curley was a good player against us last week. Made a couple big plays. So they got skill players everywhere. And then Matt Ryan, guy won the MVP last year.
Yeah. I know, and in Miami, too. Miami's got a good defense. All their problems. They rank third right now. It's 11th for you.
No way.
Yeah.
Third in points against?
16.8
points.
Allowed.
Wow. Good for them.
30, the worst.
Fucking fuchsia
the worst
wearing
offense
losers.
In the league, the statistic.
Adam Gase, 32nd
in points and so that shows that Atlanta's defense can't really much.
Defense is small but athletic.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? That
you
think
run.
Power football, right?
You think.
Even though they just signed Dontari Poe, and he was a monster human being, stick in the middle of that. Seems like it's working for some team that are able to just play power football. I mean, Vic Beasley size. Who's that middle linebacker they have? It's not Deion Jones, I feel. Deion Jones? Yeah, he's the middle linebacker. He's 235 maybe. And then 222. Holy shit, he's teeny. And then you got Keanu Neal, who's their other big up middle player. He plays safety. He's actually the same size.
Yeah.
But they just don't have that size. Grady Jarrett, that dude.
Yeah.
Under. So
well,
I feel like we'll play some.
We can
some
definitely play power football, but it would depend how long we can soft check. Unanswered. Jets just have a long goddamn day. We can't win that. It's just.
Good news is that Jalen Collins, former first, is a top 30 suspended. So, but they do get Desmond Fant playing the Super Bowl. So they're a little bit. cornerback. Opposite that is Robert Alford, kind of a journey, number two cornerback. The defense isn't that scary. Vic Beasley is the scariest.
I have a feeling that our offense,
they should do well. They should definitely.
I think Brady's going
to. But the reason that I say we should, going back to, we talked about, if we can stay on the offensively, it's off, yeah, we keep our defense, more importantly,
yeah,
off the,
exactly,
the ultimate line.
Suck.
I know. We got to cover up. I'm really worried about Devontae and Tevin Coleman. I mean, I feel like we can double up Julio Jones, and he's going to make his plays. At least we probably keep making something dominant happen. I don't Muhammadu very much. Austin Hooper is a good player, and I think Patty Chung had struggles. Those might continue coming out of the tight end position, but Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman, especially Tevin Coleman, so fast that I really worry about our.
Yeah, I mean, we see Cass Marsh, Van Noy, and Kawhi.
How many times do we see Trey Flowers? What is he doing back there?
I have no idea. I don't know why. I don't know why any of those guys. I understand that they have to be covered. Jesus Christ.
Sometimes, maybe to throw him off. Not often. I want him to rush at least 90%.
Yeah, ridiculous.
But
even
it's
like,
probably exhausting.
I mean, their play yesterday, High was on Curly Curse. And why is Hightower match? How do they fucking think this is good? And obviously, they threw right to him.
Doing a good job picking matchups. Do you think you put 40 on? Let's say that Gilmore goes, and then you pretty much have Gilmore, Butler at corner. You put Gilmore on Hooper.
Yeah. Is he? You have to.
I feel like you
slot?
Might put him on Taylor Gate. Bring in Harmon to play the.
It's tough.
It's a tough call, but yeah, I guess you go with a couple of variations and it's working.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a Sunday night game.
It's going to be interesting.
This is everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah. Rematch
Falcons,
of the Super Bowl Sunday night.
They roll in at 3-2. Pats 4-2. Both teams have moderate disappointing start to the year. I thought they were going to be 5-0. They're just going to be emotional crippled.
I didn't think they were going to be that bad. I kind of where I expected them. Lose some games. They should some games. I didn't think.
They've been playing close. Basically, everybody going up against.
Last year, they were killing people, knocking them out of the.
Yeah. We'll get them.
This
the
year
biggest
is not
win
the case.
They, biggest win by margin they had this was against.
Really?
Yeah. With a healthy Aaron Rodgers. They beat the Bears by 6, beat the Lions by 4, they beat Packers. Yeah.
I think I remember that. They blew them out.
It was at home, so that helps, but then they just lost back-to-back games at home against Dolphins.
Well, actually,
it's a joke.
Talking about Muhammad Sanu, it looked like he was out recently.
Oh, good for him.
Vic Beasley out, Courtney. So
Beasley definitely played that. Definitely played against.
Yeah, so Sanu might not go.
That's a boost.
A week later, so
they have Joe Valano. How about that?
Do they?
That's yeah.
Tackle. Go figure.
The Falcons statistically are pretty balanced, and they are 11th in scoring offense, 15th scoring, 5th offensive total offense, 10th in. There's no reason why the team shouldn't be much better than it has before. It seems like they're just botching the way to handle. How do you not handle 17 point at home and offense can't pass
against
how
the worst offense in the league?
How do you not handle that game?
Statistically, the worst team offense. I don't know. They let up to fucking good old Jay Cutler. Yeah. Predictions. What do you think?
I gotta think. Do you think we go under 90? That'd be a little crazy. I'm gonna go with 27-24, Pat.
I'm gonna go 34-27.
Okay. You got them by a little. I think it's all going to be about possession, red zone, which red zone, which defense zone.
Yeah, it's literally it.
Because nobody's going to be able to stop them. I just don't.
Unless our defense shows up and does what they did against Tampa.
Oh, really? You don't think their defense can?
Not the Falcons. Not the way we can. I think our offense is going to have our way with
defense, though, especially better.
Yeah, alrighty.
This is going to be a huge game to
this is enormous.
Try to continue to build upon our last win.
When
which
we need to keep winning
little,
because
little
you
want to
keep in charge of the division.
I know, right? You wouldn't think that we'd be struggling in charge of the.
Crazy.
Now, this week we got Kansas City going to Oakland on Thursday night.
Awesome.
It would have been. Is there, you know,
he's
when
back.
He's back?
He played.
Did he really?
Yeah.
No.
For two interceptions.
Played?
He
lost?
Well, I mean.
Wait, who did they
he
lose
just
to
broke
last?
His spine. He had the fucking cart still on him, though. He did. But
oh, yeah.
No, they played. They got beat by the Chargers.
The Chargers, right, yeah. Derek Carr, broken spine, out a week and a half. Tampa Bay is going to Buffalo. Buffalo going to try to continue to be
James
right,
is hurt.
Right at the top of the list, at the top of the division.
James is hurt. So
that's right. Ace's right
but
shoulder.
Guess who's their backup? Good old Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, Tampa. Of course, the beard going
isn't that
back
crazy?
To Buffalo. Good for him.
Yeah. The Battle of the Purples and Yellows. Ravens at Vikings. I don't know what the hell's going to
happen. Vikings. I hope Teddy Bridgewater can play.
Yeah,
again.
That would be cool. Jets at Dolphins. Big divisional game.
I guess go Dolphins?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Cards at Rams. Either.
There's just not very many good games.
No.
Holy cow.
So we
Denver at Chargers. Chargers coming off a big win against the Raiders. Denver coming off a big loss. They Denver rebound? Chargers continue to build?
Yeah.
How about the Chargers make a run at that division? Wouldn't that be incredible? After they start 0-4, right?
Yeah,
just
right.
Devastating losses left and right.
I mean, there's games that would have been good, like Seattle at New York Giants. You thought that would have been good beginning 1-5, so it's really that intriguing.
Not too hot. Yeah, Saints at Green Bay. You thought that'd be a lot of fun, but Rodgers out. Seems like the best game that I'm looking at, right? Reds at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You always shit on Monday night games, but
that's
winner.
A good one.
That's a winner.
Well, those are two good defenses. The Redskins, they played a lot of Monday night games. They always play a lot of Monday night.
Big ass.
Is it?
Washington and Philly are.
Yeah, I think Sunday and Monday night are the two best.
Yeah.
Kind of how it should be.
That's really how it should. Kind of sucks the East Coast. You got to be. Atlanta coming into Foxborough. Try to avenge last year's loss.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Absolutely. No. I really hope it doesn't. All right, I think that's going to do it for us here on the Patriots podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back next week to cap the Pats, Falcons. I hope the exact same thing happens.
What, we go down? And
we go down 20 to nothing.
No.
And then we come back.
No,
and win
I don't want
23
that. I
don't to 20 in
that.
Overtime.
I'd love for us just to beat the shit out of something. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be.
Just like 45-7. Just a romp.
Just cruise.
Be like, yep, the Patriots are back. I'd love that.
But I would love snow out of nowhere. And then we'll
yeah,
like
that would be hilarious. But then with the snow, then you think, oh, do they need?
No, shut up. Just take the win. Take the dominant win. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We will get back with you next
week. All righty. Adios.